This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I would like you guys to take a time and to have a moment of self-reflection to see what is this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have, this masjid. We started from small beginnings in a small building off Fuller We have grown under those who have led us throughout the years and under your perseverance and strife. We have gotten to this accomplishment. Nahmadullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a journey for a community does not simply end at the building of a masjid. There's a lot more that comes ahead, a lot more struggles that come ahead. And on personal opinion, we have gotten done with the easiest of those obstacles. Now that we have established this masjid, what is next? What is our goals? Is our goal simply to have a building, mashallah, big building that could carry the community? Simply you come, pray your five prayers and go home? Or are we here to build a community? Now, we have reached an essential time in our journey. And that time is where the youth need to step up. How, you may ask? Well, the time of one's youth is a pivotal point that, if directed, positively directed, it could lead to immense good and khayr for the community and for the world. But if misdirected, could lead to dangerous, severe consequences. Now, the message today, brothers and sisters, is meant to be a wake-up call. That we have grown in standing, we have many operations within this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us have established this building as a place of safety and a place where we call home to our community. But there comes a point where those who have always led us from the beginning cannot be here forever. And that it is time to bring newer ideas or newer people or a new, you know, charisma to the process. And that is through the youth. The way to properly direct the youth, may ask? Well, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us. And it is through empowerment. The Prophet himself mobilized the youth under his banner through empowerment. And if we keep the youth under an umbrella of seclusion and judgment and silence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being my witness, blink and you will find them in the worst of situations and settings. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invested in the youth and placed his trust in them. So if the Prophet placed his trust in the youth, who are we to leave them alone and not put our trust in them? And this provided the youth with a sense of belonging. Something that psychologically you take a course and you realize at the time of adolescence or youth or being a young adult, there comes this point where they must feel a belonging. They must feel like they are surrounded by people like them. And that's where you have the dangerous groups who come in, whether it be extremism or drugs or gangs. They do this simply probably not even knowing what the consequences are, but knowing that they are surrounded by people like them. We live in a society today where drugs are all over, alcohol is normal, adultery is an accomplishment for young men and women in high schools, and the basis of being religious and being spiritual and being close to your religion is being attacked. And that how we have negative connotations surrounding our religion and our ways of living, simply by misunderstanding and not based on fact. If only this wasn't enough, many youth in this community and outside come back to their fellow Muslims only to be subjected and judged and thrown to the side, and not given the necessary attention that they need, that is essential for their life at that point. Brothers and sisters, the youth felt special under the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for a reason. The Prophet came down as a mercy for mankind. And the youth felt special. They felt that they were being given the necessary attention by a man whose main purpose was to come and be a mercy for mankind. Take Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu as an example. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preparing to move a whole nation, something that will be essential for the history of our religion, for how our religion spreads, for who we reach, and it could have been something essential to how we are sitting here today. If the Prophet didn't send the right person. But one would think that, you know, you must send somebody of great knowledge or great age or someone very, very close to the Prophet, like in Abu Bakr or Umar or Uthman or Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhum jami'a. But no, he chose to send someone of younger age, someone of youth. Because it was the youth who will carry Islam after the Sahaba and after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, this was not no easy task. Again, we were moving a nation. We were establishing ourselves in a brand new area that the Muslims have never been before. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew Mus'ab was fully capable and thus empowered him with this honorable post. Coming from a life of lavish living and wealth and being materialistically wealthy, Mus'ab entered the religion of Islam very poor materialistically, because he was left alone by his relatives. Say, you want to join Islam? Go ahead. But this stuff stays with us. But that'll be shown to the future. Remember what I said in the beginning of the positively directed youth could be a means of immense good and khayr for a community, for a nation. And since he entered Islam and was treated correctly by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look what happens in the future. It was the Battle of Uhud. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in deep trouble. And Mus'ab realized this great danger facing the Prophet. So he raised the flag high in one hand, and he had the sword in the other. And he jumped into the Quraysh forces. Now, he realized the great danger ahead for him. But again, the positively directed youth, where do they come in? Where do they step in? What's their purpose in life? This was his purpose, was to protect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this moment of great danger. He jumped in. His right hand was severed, but he still carried the flag with his left. And he said, Muhammad is only a messenger, and messengers have passed away before him. To show, no matter how deep his relationship was with the Prophet, his ultimate sacrifice was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make his word supreme. Now his left hand was severed and he carried the flag with the stumps of his arms. And again he repeated, Muhammad is only a messenger, messengers have passed away before him. Finally, Mus'ab was hit with the spear. And when his body lost grasp of his soul, that is when Mus'ab lost grasp of the flag. After the battle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions went through the battlefield bidding farewell to the martyrs. And when they came to Mus'ab's body, tears flowed. This youth, who the Prophet directed to a life of Islam and goodness, has reached his purpose. And the Prophet felt deep pain and sorrow at the number of his companions who were killed. And these included his own uncle Hamza, whose body was horribly mutilated. But it was over the body of Mus'ab, the youth who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam empowered and gave him responsibility the size of a mountain, that the Prophet stood with great emotion. And he remembered Mus'ab, as he first saw him in Mecca, stylish and elegant, and then looked at the short cloth, which was now the only garment he possessed, and recited the verse of the Quran, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما آهد الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Among the believers are men who have been true to what they have pledged to Allah. Again, starting as a privileged youth, he was given this surrounding of Islam, and his purpose finally was fulfilled for his religion and for his fellow Muslims. Look at this blessing and put it into your own lives today. How can you reach out to those young people who are going through hard times? We are in a society today where, yes, we are blessed, but at the same time, it is hard for those growing up, surrounded by the outside, but yet need to stay strong with their religion. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Brothers and sisters, the prominence and caretaking of a community is essential, and without fulfillment of our roles as members of this community, we are destined for failure. Everyone has a role, and these roles will be our responsibilities until the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask every single one of us, what have we done to benefit our community? We must follow these responsibilities that fall on our shoulders and make sure to focus on ourselves and making our community and masjid a better place. No masjid or community will succeed without the involvement of the youth in the positions of higher standing, not just that of minimum or dirty work. Through empowerment of the youth and the recognizing of the roles of oneself and organization of leadership and those that follow those leaders, there will be no reason as to why our community cannot be one of the biggest and greatest of this nation and be a voice for the Muslims of this nation who face a time where we might feel voiceless. The history of Islam has showed us what happens when one leaves the fold of a group and organization to splinter off on their own. It is disastrous and could lead to the fall of a group, it could lead to the fall of folds as big as empires and those as small as a board or a committee. The religion of Islam has also shown us what will happen when we work together as one body, one ummah, with old and young working together, is how I present it to all of you today. We must work together not in just presenting Islam in a golden platter, because brothers and sisters, our religion is already that made of gold. Therefore, it does not need to be sugar-coated or be presented like you are presenting tea to somebody else. Because our religion is a perfect religion, presented how we were directed by our leaders, by our shuyukh. Because if we change what our beliefs are, then that will lead to greater consequences in the future. And we make sure that we must stand up as proud Muslims, opening up our knowledge and institutions. That we are supported by a full Muslim body, knowledgeable and aware of their youth worth to a community. Hold firmly to the rope of Allah and do not become together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. The religion of Islam doesn't differentiate by race or nationality, wealth, career, etc. And there's no entitlement to a position. There's no superiority between one Muslim and the other. And there's no situation where you say that we do not want to go on with our journey. We don't want to introduce something new. Because if we don't follow these steps and do not follow these that are set in front of us in our journey as a community, then we will not flourish, but we will also rot and spoil from the inside. Ya ibadullah, every single one of us must take a long look at ourselves and ask, have I done enough for my community? Doing something for your community isn't just donating money or building or working inside the masjid or anything like that. It is simply coming and praying in jama'ah. Come to a Fajr prayer with your family. That's doing something for your community, making sure that the masjid is full of Muslims at all times of the day. Because this is what this masjid, this is the purpose of the masjid, is to be a place where you feel welcome, where you feel safe, where you feel at home. Some of us might say that we have done nothing for our community, and that is okay. But now is the time that you look at yourself and you say, what can I do? What is ahead for me to do? Some of us might say that, yes, I've done stuff for my community, but I'm nowhere near completed. And some of us might say that I've lived a long life, alhamdulillah, and I have done so much for my community, but maybe it is time to have a younger person or someone with new ideas come and take over. Our religion feeds on renewal, and a renewal in the mentality of people, their participation and attendance in the masjid. And I call on you guys to realize what is ahead of you today. Whether it be bring your kids to the masjid, pray fajr in jama'ah, or any salah in jama'ah. But come into the masjid with your fellow Muslim brothers and sisters and pray. Or it could be registering your children in the Quran Institute. Our masjid is still waiting to graduate our first hafiz. How long have we been inside this masjid? And I'm talking about from the masjid setup. How long have we been inside? Almost 10 years, and we haven't graduated our first hafiz. Give suggestions to those in charge. Do not be one of those people who simply come to a Jumu'ah prayer and then leaves, and we don't see you within a certain radius of the masjid throughout the whole week. Open up your ideas. Have your voice be heard. Because without your voice being heard, that will lead to you feeling left out. And if you feel left out within your Muslim community, what is left for there to, for you to be involved in? It's not wrong or weird to bring your families to activities. Boys and Girls Group, for example, for the younger kids, starts in September. Bring them to the masjid. Have them be surrounded by fellow Muslim youth and younger children. And also for the numerous activities every month inside the masjid. To my fellow young men and women, you are not too good to get your hands dirty and bring change to your community. You are not too cool to work in the masjid. And that's why register with your local youth group, the youth squad. Working for the sake of the masjid and for the sake of bringing new ideas to the masjid. Yes, there are bumpy roads ahead. People are still learning. But if you sit there and just watch other people working in your masjid, you will be forgotten. You will not get that blessing that certain people feel when they work in the masjid. Me being one of those people, alhamdulillah, whenever I come to the masjid, I get this certain joy that I don't get from anywhere else. So, you know, you might not be super comfortable in joining, and that's okay. But to have a certain feeling of belonging, join and bring new ideas to your masjid. And know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has listed seven kinds of people who will be sheltered under the shade of Allah on the Day of Judgment. One of them being a young man who passed his youth in worship and the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also a person whose heart is connected with the masjid. Parents, whether you register your children in full-time or weekend Islamic school, let your children surround themselves in a Muslim environment. Let them experience the public, but also demonstrating that Muslim character and behavior. And while working with ourselves and building our Islamic character, be sure to open yourself to the outside. We can't forget or disregard that we live in the United States. That is a blessing for all of us, and we must realize that it is not easy for us to live here either. And it doesn't work anymore to simply respond to hate with saying Islam is a religion of peace and walking away. We are so focused on phobia against Islam, a Muslim ban, hate, etc. And we cry out and we go on social media and write long paragraphs complaining how hard it is to be a Muslim in America, yet many of us do nothing to represent the Muslims in the United States and to change that notion. It is only proven fact that our religion is a religion of peace. Take one of those masahif right now and look in the mushaf, and you will find the ayat who ascertain that our religion is a religion of peace. Volunteer with your masjid da'wah team and presenting Islam in its deserved way to those outside our religion. Volunteer in the food pantry to show those within our community and outside of it the kindness of Islam. And bring people who are not familiar with Muslims or Islam as a whole to the masjid. Show them this blessing we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters and brothers, nothing will be done without action. Nothing will be done with you sitting down and waiting for other people to do it, because that's not going to work. We can't continue to be the people who sit here and not care of how things go. We just care about the outcome. And we're not involved in the process of getting that done. We can also not disregard the current issues, because they will always be present and they will be a burden on us if not addressed. And again, once we empower our youth and recognize our importance and roles in our communities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us to the path of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, "Verily Allah will not change the condition of a people as long as they do not change their state themselves. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi-anfusihim." So let's change ourselves for the better and be an example for the whole Muslim population of this nation. Be their voice. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us a blessed order in the Quran. قال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى صحابة وعلى سائر الصحابة يا رب العالمين اللهم لا تدع لنا في جمعنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا بلاد من بلاد المسلمين إلا وحدت كلمتها وجمعت صفوفها يا رب العالمين اللهم من أرادنا وأمننا ومسجدنا وشبابنا بسوء فاجعل تدميره تدبيرا يا رب العالمين اللهم اصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم اصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان آمين آمين ثم آمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي لعلكم يتذكرون أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كان على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Inshallah,
4 years and 5 years old.
4 years and 5 years old.
Please see Dr. Malik. Dr. Malik, please see Dr. Malik. Sign up your kids to the Islamic school. He's outside. He's 4 years and 5 years old. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It looks like the school is going to start this fall. So if you have a 4 years and 5 years old, please see Dr. Malik to sign up for the full-time Islamic school. Jazakallahu khairan.